Pasuk in Parshas Hazinu teaches us, Zachar Yemais Olam Binu Shnois Davidar, Shal Avicha V'Yagetcha Zekenecha V'Yamrilach. So the Beis Halevi explains, what is the Pasuk teaching us by saying both Shal Avicha V'Yagetcha, that our father should tell us, Zekenecha V'Yamrilach, and then we should go to the previous generations. So he says that the Pasuk is speaking about two different types of questions that one can have. One is a question about what is happening, reality, how to see something that is in front of our face. And that we say, Shalavich v'yad getcha. We could ask our fathers, we could ask the people who are around us to tell us what is happening. But when it comes to how we have to live our lives, what is the Messiah? What is the tradition that we have to follow? And not only does it represent the tradition that we must follow, but the tradition that we have to pass on to future generations. Just seeing and making assumptions and decisions based on what we see and based on what we think is the right decision is not what the Torah way to go. What the Torah wants us to do, and the Torah wants us to live, is the Kenech of Yom Ruach, to recognize and realize that the foundation of our existence is the Kenech of Yom Ruach, to follow the Messiah that we have from our previous generations. And the Torah, this week's parasha, Parashas V'Hazinu, the Shabbos, which is typically Shabbos Shuva, the end of the year during the Yom Ha'Noraim, is so focused on how we're supposed to pay attention and learn Torah and teach Torah and live Torah. The pasuk begins this week's parasha: Hazino Shemayim v'Daberu, Sishma Oretz. The Oyev Yisrael explains that the tzaddik is constantly interested in bringing people closer to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. And he speaks to people about what they need to hear to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah teaches us, how should a person teach Torah? How should a person pass on the Messiah to future generations? Hazinu HaShemayim V'Adaberu. One should speak his Divrei Musar. They should speak to the Shemayim. Every one of us has a neshama that comes from the Shemayim. We each are made up of Shemayim v'Oretz. We have a neshama which represents the Shemayim, and we have a guf which represents the Gashmias. When we speak and try to teach Torah, it shouldn't just be speaking to a person like one person speaks to another person in a superficial manner. But what we should do is try to speak to the neshama of another Jew. Hazina Shemayim. Try to grab the attention of the Shemayim of the person. If you speak to the person's neshama, if you speak to that person's neshama, you will be able to reach his neshama. And that's what the pasuk says, V'chaye oylam nota b'secheinu. B'toicheinu, in each one of us there's a chaye oylam. In each one of us, there's a neshama. And what we have to try to do is reach the neshama of each other. And by reaching somebody's neshama, we will be successful. And they will be able to hear the message we're so anxious to impart. Ramosha says, the pasuk continues to say, Yerev kamata lichi, tizal katal emrasi. Tal is dew, matar is rain. He says each one of these two different types of water that come in a Shemayim, come from heaven, have something good about them and something not so great. Tal, dew, comes down slowly, lightly, doesn't do any damage, but it doesn't really cause that produce should sprout. Geshem, rain, comes down, can come down torrential, but rain is what causes things to grow. Says Rav Moshe, the Torah is continuing to teach us how to teach Talmidim. We have to teach them like Geshem. We have to make sure to feed them and give them much Torah, teach them much Torah. But how should that message and how should those divrei Torah be delivered? Tizal katal imrasi. It should be pleasant like tal. And the pasuk also says, kiloid regarding the Torah in this week's parasha, kiloid davareku michem. It's not something which is insignificant. And Rashi explains, ein lecha davareku b'Torah. There's nothing meaningless in Torah. Shem d'drushenu, that if you will try to understand it, shem by matan tzchar, that doesn't have a tzchar attached to it. Every word of Torah is so special and so wonderful. And Rashi brings a raya. He says, the pasuk says, the Timna hoisa pelegish, Timna was the pelegish of Avraham Avinu. And why is it necessary for the Torah to report it? L'idea shchva shel Avraham, to show us how great Avraham Avinu was in the entire world. Shoy shultanim malachim mis'avim l'tavik b'zaroi. Even Timna was a descendant of great kings, a very important individual, and she was agreeable to be the pelegish of Avraham Avinu, just to be connected to Avraham Avinu. So ask Ramosha, if Rashi is using this as an example to teach us that everything that we learn in the Torah is so valuable and meaningful, what do we learn from this, that the Malkei Akum, that the non-Jewish kings wanted to connect to Avraham Avinu? Says Rav Moshe that we learn from here that we can influence every person can become better. If we live and act as we are supposed to, then we will be able to influence that other people who are not necessarily there will become there. What happened here was that Timna came from the family of the Malkei Akum. Certainly, the Malkei Akum in the time of Avraham Avinu was certainly all over the Avodah Zarah. We know that the people who lived in that time did not live the life as a person is supposed to live. Yet we find that they wanted to connect to Avraham Avinu. Because Avraham Avinu, with the way he lived and the way he lived his life and the way he served as an example to everybody, was somebody that everybody said, I want to be like him. I want my children to be like him. And because of that, even Timna, even the Malkei Akum, so we learn from here that not only do we teach and how important it is that we should teach Torah, that is the foundation of Klal Yisrael HaMasorah. And not only is it critical how we teach, how we say the words, the amount of words we say, the amount of Torah we teach, but we have to reach the neshama of our students. And Rashi is teaching us the best way to reach somebody and the best way to influence somebody is by living an exemplary life, a life that everybody wants to emulate.